Good morning, this is Frida from Frida's Garden. But I'm not in my garden. I'm at Miles Square Park again in Fountain Valley. And this morning I decided to walk down way closer to the south end of the park. So today was like a walking adventure instead of staying around the pond. And I'm like about a mile's a long ways. Got to get better shoes. I think I'm about, I don't even know if I'm halfway. Don't know if I'll make it all the way, but I sat next to a playground so I could get the doggies. Seismic and Micro used to be in around kids, and my gosh, they're so good. I can't believe in 2.5 weeks what a difference my doggies are. But he still can pull, and he is so strong. He pulled even my son today, and to get in the car, he's so excited that he couldn't even hold him. He's a big, strong guy. Anyway, I'm down here at the... I know you want to go. Sit down a minute. Sit down. You don't like waiting too long, but I had to cool off. Stop. Sit down. Little brat. Big brat. I mean, big, huge brat. Anyway, I was just listening to Second Nature on my audio book, such a good book. It's such a good book. And I love audio books because then you can go for a walk and listen to an audio book. It's nice. So he was talking about how the word garden, he's getting ready to build fences. And he's talking about how, you know, important it is. You know, we like to have our freedom with no fences, but how important it is to, you know, sometimes think that maybe our garden needs a fence. Is it working? Yeah, it's working. Audio boo, you're working. And so he said the word garden is a derivative of the word, German derivative, I think, of the word enclosure. So anyway, it's a German word that really means enclosure. So we call them garden. But then in Webster Dictionary, he says in Webster Dictionary that it doesn't mention the word enclosure, but that's where the word comes from. So, but you know, he talks about how it's for centuries they've pretty much always walled off a garden. And if you live in a place with a lot of wild animals, because even in the city of Anaheim, California, close to Disneyland, right in the middle of the city, lots of houses, there's raccoons and possums. Boy, last year I had an ugliest possum. I know, nature is beautiful, but this possum was ugly because something was wrong with this possum. I took a picture of him, but ew, he was not looking good. And then one time I was looking at my window like about 3 a.m, my front yard, and there was 2 of the biggest raccoons I'd ever seen in my life. I'm looking out the window, it's the middle of the night, they scurry up my pine tree, get into some bird's nest up there. I could hear the scuffle. And then come down, and I'm going, this is too big to be true. I can't believe raccoons could actually get this big. I mean, it's just, like, too big to be true. So then I went on, and every night, and then I saw them a couple more times when I get up in the middle of the night like that. And then one time there was a police officer out front for something that had happened, or he pulled somebody over, and it was all over with. And so I went outside. I don't know why. It was like 3 a.m. I was out front there. And all of a sudden, these raccoons show up, and he turns his light over there to see what that was. It was moving. He says, wow, I can't believe how big those raccoons are. And I go, I'm so glad you're seeing them, because I thought it was me. They get huge. So, yes, nature is in the city, too, of course. Lots of birds here. This is a nice little place to sit. I'm sitting underneath a big picnic place to have a picnic right next to the park area, about halfway down. You can look it up on the map, like I said, Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley, California. And it's a mile square. And I've only gone down I started at the northeast corner, and I've gone down, I think, about halfway, because I don't see the other street, and I don't think I'm going to go that far, because it takes a long time just driving up that far. I'm such a wimp. I'm so out of shape. Everybody in this park is jogging, and they have beautiful bodies. They look so good, and I probably, let's see, am I the biggest person around? I haven't seen anybody bigger than me today. That'll make me feel bad. Anyway, if I keep doing this, I'll be getting trim myself. But I got to get a better pair of shoes. I just rambling on, but it's so pretty today and so quiet. I'd like to have some of this land right here. This would be nice. Have me a big old garden. I could make me a big old garden right there. I know you want to go. You want to go. Well, I'm going to go back to listening to my audiobook, Second Nature. And it's a good one, like I said. It's a good one. I'll probably listen to it again because sometimes, you know, you're listening to an audio boo and you're walking in the park and then another dog, and you got to take care of your dogs, and then you just miss like a whole section. So this is the first run through. No, you can't. You cannot have the squirrel. He's wagging his tail, and he must see something. What are you looking at? A squirrel? What is that? A squirrel? He just wants to go, I think. Okay. All right. You're a good boy. Oh, by the way, fireworks, bombs bursting in air. What is that? It is just like the whole country goes crazy. It's like solid smoke. You know, to me, the fireworks represents bombs bursting in air. I think we're the only national anthem that has bombs in the national anthem. Is what the hell is that? I can see having an event where, you know, like Disneyland or everybody gathers to see the public fireworks, but I can't see every house lighting up illegal bombs. I mean, it's just ridiculous last night. That was too much. I mean, what is too much? You know, we were going for a walk down the street, and Gene and I were, and all of a sudden, as we're walking, somebody threw a great big, it looked like the car exploded. That's how big the smoke was. It just went bang, and it was like the car exploded. But then we realized it was just one of those bigger firework bombs that they have set it off out front there, and there were some other people walking too, and they turned the other way, and then we turned this way. It was just ridiculous. It was just ridiculous. And the poor seismic was scared to death. So it was before it got dark, and it was yesterday. It wasn't even July 4th. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. I don't know. But it seems like this country is supposed to be. It's supposed to be so bad off right now. I mean, we're like having a hard time. And so what do we do? Fireworks that just cost a fortune? I mean, can you imagine how much the public fireworks cost? It just cost a fortune, and it's all up in smoke. So I guess we have so much money that we just want to burn it in smoke, you know? To me, it just doesn't make sense. We would just want to, you know, burn our money. That is really dumb. I don't know. How can you say that, you know, people are having their homes foreclosed, people are losing, going bankrupt because they can't get, because the health, if they get sick and have to go to the hospital, that their health, because they got sick, then they have to put their house up because they don't have insurance and they go bankrupt, but yet everybody's out blowing up smoke, burning up their money. I don't know, that's my rant. This is my rant in the park. But I've been coughing all night, got up at 4 o'clock coughing because people have asthma. It's not good for them either, and the dogs are scared to death. Yeah, anyway, so I'm a little tired today, but I'm not too tired to go for a little farther of a walk. Yeah, I think I will. All right, well, there's my, how long did I talk? Oh, I talked a long time, I can tell. Did I talk 20 minutes? God, nobody's going to listen to this. All right, bye.